We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two of The Drive on KFH Radio. Bob Lutz, Jeff Lutz. We will be here tomorrow after Wichita State's baseball game, which was moved back to 1 o'clock to make sure that they get that in with some weather coming tomorrow.
Yeah, some mostly cold weather, but certainly helps to play in the middle of the day.
Thank you for the clarification.
You're welcome.
Hello, Dan. You're on. How are you at 869-1240?
I would call to boost the ratings to talk about Super Showdown.
Oh, God. Saudi Arabia?
No one cares. I mean, yes. That.
No one does care, though, Dan. Unless Goldberg wins. Who cares?
If Goldberg wins, hashtag cancel WWE Network. Okay, I'm not going to put up with that garbage.
Fair enough.
Can't just come in and show up.
That's the only way they can get viewers. It's sad. It's a sad organization right now.
Right now, Bray Wyatt is the best thing they got going.
Not really.
No, they got to have Goldberg prop him up.
No, they just top the Saudis don't have cable, and they're still watching Nitro.
Nah, it's about who's going to watch the WWE Network, Dan, and. They gotta bring back these legends to have any viewership. Sorry, I know you love this stuff, but it's failing miserably.
I hate to say it on this, Bob. You're right, but they better not let him win.
Thanks, Dan. We appreciate the call.
It makes me uncomfortable because while I do want to entertain pro wrestling thoughts, I don't want to do it on our show.
No.
Sorry.
Where do you want to do it?
Well, I gotta call him.
Well, there you go.
I got a blog.
You can read it on prowrestling.net, correct?
Yes.
Steve is next. Hello, Steve. Thanks for your call.
Hi, guys. Way different subject. I guess I'm not thinking to Bob and Jeff Lenardi, but Joey and 90% of the Bet Pro just have us as a 10 or 11 seed.
Well, you have an 11 from Lenardi and a 12 from Jerry Palm, who is usually pretty accurate. That's bubble territory to me.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys listen or not. I listened to your show today, and the ESPN analyst said, no problem. Take care of our business, and which taking care of our business is winning.
What is our business, Steve?
Our home games and maybe one road game.
So they could go 2-2, win the home games, lose the road games.
You said win one road game. So you're talking – if they don't win the postseason tournament, you're talking about maybe a 4-2 stretch down the stretch, and that gets them in?
The 24 games? 24 wins? Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say 24 wins.
Who would their best win be against, Steve?
Oklahoma State, ECU, South Carolina.
Those aren't great wins, Steve.
Okay. What's Tulsa's best win?
Tulsa beat Houston. Thank you, Steve.
They lost to Arkansas State.
Yeah, but they beat you. You didn't ask me what their worst loss was. You asked me what their best win was.
You know what?
Thanks, Steve.
I wanted to hear
that conversation.
End of that sentence.
That's going nowhere. Joel, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Hey, to talk about WWE for a quick second, you just got to stop watching the new stuff and watch the old 1990s pay per views like me and my son do. And you just don't even worry about what's going on now. It's awesome.
I do that quite a bit.
It's a good time. My question to you guys is, and I don't know if you guys have covered it today or maybe in the last couple of weeks or not, but how have you guys been watching the XFL? Any interest in
it? Oh, man, the Battle Hawks, baby.
I watched it a little bit the Saturday before this past one, and it was boring to me.
For me, I think it's one of those things where I want to be interested in it, but because there's not a close enough regional team, it's still a ways away. I just don't think that there's a regional.
You got a Dallas team. You got a St. Louis team.
Yeah, you got Bob Stoops. So, but who do you identify with in this league?
St. Louis
Landry
Battle
Jones.
Hawks.
Name a player.
That guy that number 20. Can't remember his name.
Yeah.
Anything else, Joel?
One thing they should bring back the nicknames on the back. We need another He Hate Me or something like that. Maybe they'll draw up a little bit
more. I think they're trying to be more legit this time.
Yeah, and I hear you. I think it's a good thing to have them on ESPN. ESPN legitimizes it quite a bit. And hopefully they can sustain the just beyond one season. So, anyways, y'all have a good night.
Appreciate the call, as always. Here's Andrew. Andrew, hello.
Hey, Bobby, Jeff, man, lots of callers today, lots of conversation. I like it. I like what I'm hearing.
Good.
Let's see. There's two things I really want to talk about. We'll start off with the Wichita State game and Wichita State's hopes. Wichita State is kind of scaring me right now. I just feel like recently the clutch moments, me being on a few games at home when it's close to the end, we just can't pull it off. We got to be better in the clutch towards the end if we want to even go anywhere in this tournament, if we make the tournament. I think we got a chance. We just have to play hard, and we got to pass the ball and find a good shot selection, please, because that was killing us against Cincinnati.
I don't know if the shot selection was so bad. They just couldn't make anything.
Yeah, they are given to fits of poor shooting, Andrew.
Yeah, I can't repeat the words I was saying at my television when I was watching that game. But
no, we've heard the words when you were over for the WWE. We've heard them.
So the second question is, there's this tweet going around on Twitter about this this baseball coach that got fired for saying this passionate speech that had a lot of cuss words in it, and they didn't like it, and they fired him. What are your thoughts on that, and do you think he should have lost his job for it?
Thanks, Andrew.
I saw the video. He dropped MF and F.
Who is this coach? I haven't seen it.
I want to say it was in Oklahoma because I saw it was Seminole High School, but I don't know if it was or not.
Can't do that at a high school.
No, I don't.
Very plain, very simple.
Can't say MF in front of children.
Shouldn't do it. Don't do it. You don't. No need for it. I haven't seen it, so I'm speaking just based on what you said. College coaches, different thing. High school coaches, can't do it. A high school teacher couldn't get up in front of a class and start doing that. So
right.
It's pretty simple. Here's Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah, good afternoon, fellas. Shocker basketball now at this particular point in the season. We know they can't shoot the basketball very well. In fact, half of our games we shoot below 40%. As a matter of fact, 35% is the norm, 30 to 35%.
Doesn't make any sense.
Since we know we can't shoot, there's not much they can do about that coaching-wise. But we have a record of 20-7, fellas. 7 losses. 4 of those are to 2 teams, Houston and Cincinnati. Now, looking at those 7 losses, I can tell you this. In 5 of those losses, we actually contributed to their loss by putting them on the free throw line. At Temple, we lost it because they got 20 free throws. The first Houston game here, they got 19 free throws. At Tulsa, 15 free throws beat us. The first Cincinnati game, 14 free throws here beat us. And then yesterday at Cincinnati, 21 free throws beat us. So my advice is, coaching staff, start doing some switching defenses or something and using partial zones in and out to stop us from fouling or protect us from fouling. So there's 5 games that if you hadn't fouled so dang much, you'd have probably won them.
All right.
And Wichita State doesn't have the answer to get guys to the basket.
Did you notice Cincinnati yesterday, though? I bet they used at least 5 different defenses on Wichita State. Wichita State, one time down the floor, did they go into a 2-3 zone. That was it. Other than that, it's the same defense Cincinnati has seen Wichita use every time they played them.
Thanks, Dennis. Appreciate the call. Shockers, to look at Dennis's main point there, free throws. They've shot 583 free throws this year. Their opponents have shot 584. Wichita State's made 406 free throws. Their opponents have made 409.
Surprised by that. I thought the discrepancy would be greater as well. What is it in conference? Do you have that?
I do not have that.
All right.
No, I do not have that, but I will get it because that's what I do.
We'll get it.
Well, I will. But first I need to talk for a minute.
We'll take the call and then...
We're waiting for the computers to work. All right, here is Bill. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, I always enjoy listening to Dennis's call. I love the way he says Cincinnati.
We're going to start incorporating that into our show.
That's pretty cool. I like that. and what Dennis said was kind of something I was going to say is 4 of our losses are against those two teams, Houston and Cincinnati. And those are good, in a way, good losses. We don't have any of those quadrant 3 or 4 losses. Those are the ones that kill us. From everything that I hear, those are the losses you can't have. So
you're right. They don't have any terrible losses. And they don't have any great wins.
That's why they're on the bubble instead of in a direction.
Yeah, they're not on the bubble as of now. They're still pretty much there, but they could put themselves on the bubble really, really quick.
I think an 11 seed is on the bubble, but maybe it's been differently defined.
Right. I get it. And with Andrew, who called previously, he mentioned winning games down the end, and I think he referred to it as winning games in the clutch. Have you explained to him that there isn't any such thing as clutch?
There is no clutch. According to Jeff, to me, clutch is a huge part of sports. So we have a strong disagreement there, Bill.
And momentum as well. But
yeah, thank you for the call. Of course, clutch and momentum in my mind.
They're made up, but it's all good.
Exist. Here's a conference play. Wichita State, 290 free throws. Their opponents, 322. Wichita State, 268 fouls. Their opponent, 266.
So more shooting fouls, which means guys are getting to the basket against Wichita State, and Wichita State isn't doing that as much.
Wichita State has limited, in conference play, Wichita State shooting 38.2% overall. Opponents, 40.2%. But opponents only 27.6% from the three-point line. Wichita State, 30%. Wichita State has taken 80 more three-pointers in 14 conference games than their opponents.
There you go. They are taking a lot of threes. So that pretty much answers all of those questions. Why aren't they getting to the foul line more? Because they're taking too many threes or more threes. I don't know if it's too many.
And why are they fouling as much? Because opponents are taking the basketball to the basket.
Correct.
Against them. So we have resolved a lot of things right here in the last.
And are either
well,
of those?
I've resolved the.
You gave us the numbers. I went a little deeper.
I've given you more numbers today than you could shake a stick at.
Right, but I'm taking you inside the numbers.
There's no inside the numbers.
Yeah, there is.
Did you? I wish I'd seen the Kobe memorial today.
I did actually.
You did? How'd you see it?
I had it on in the background. At my office, didn't really see it, but I heard it, and I heard Vanessa Bryant. Everybody who spoke was fantastic.
Michael Jordan apparently was incredible.
Well, yeah, he wasn't really bawling. He wasn't crying.
Well, the tears
sobbing,
were streaming down
but
his face.
The tears were definitely noticeable. Now he's got
Shaq spoke. Gino Auriemma spoke about his daughter. Who else spoke?
Diana Taurasi and Sabrina Ionescu.
Did Phil Jackson speak?
I may have missed it if he did.
A who's who. It's incredible.
I saw everything up to Shaq. Shaq was great. They were all great. Sabrina Ionescu was great.
Today for the 150 for 150 event, we announced our 50th athlete. We're one-third of the way there. Former Southeast running back and Nebraska Cornhusker and Kansas City Chief Jeff Smith will be attending the event on August 15th at Coke Arena. Tickets will go on sale for that on May 1. If you want to get a table, if you'd like to get a table with a couple of athletes seated at your table, get a hold of me. I'll give you the information on how you can do it. But it's shaping up extremely well. We had about 10 more commitments today that we'll be announcing over the coming week or two.
10 just today?
Just today.
Wow.
Strong effort. Really reached out today to some people that hadn't yet confirmed. Got some commitments.
Here's what I ask, and you're going to take this the wrong way.
I'm not going to like this question. If you know I'm going to take it the wrong way, don't you dare.
But
ask
this is a cure. Like, people, do you? How firm are these commitments? Not free from your end, I know. But when people say, "Yeah, I'll be there," do you? Okay, then he's coming. Do they know what all
they
this
know,
entails?
I have told all of them.
They're going to get their travel arranged.
They're not going to get their travel arranged.
They're not?
No.
You're doing all that?
No, what do you mean they're travel arranged?
They're coming from out of town.
No, we're not traveling. We're not arranging their travel.
I know. I'm saying they are going to do that. And
yes.
They are committed.
Yes.
And I'm leaving this day, and I'll be there for this event, and all that.
Yes.
Okay.
You think I'm an idiot?
No, I'm saying when people say, yeah, I'll be there.
When I reach out to these people, do you think I tell them what the expectations are?
No, but I'm saying, of course you do. But I'm saying on their end. Do they say, yeah, I'll be there, can't wait, and then it's 6 months from now. So
5 months.
Five and a half, essentially. So in June, they won't say, man, something came up. This is like
I can't guarantee that.
I know.
I mean, I could get them tomorrow. What kind of a question is that?
Because when people
things
say
come
yes
up.
To things.
Anybody that I'm putting on Facebook as a confirmation has said they will be at the event.
Okay.
There are a handful.
See, I told you take it the wrong
who
way.
Who said they can't be there?
I understand that.
But you're like that guy. You're like that guy who's going to find something to pick
no,
at.
No, I'm not.
Hey, I want $1 billion. Yeah, but is it counterfeit? That's you.
Why would I say that?
Well, because that's you. You're right.
It probably was. No
if
one
there's
a billion.
Parade, you're going to bring a dark cloud over.
No, I just want to know everything.
Max is interrupting you. You better be thankful, because I'm not ready ripping you yet.
Max is playing
He's
the Jaws
playing the music
over me.
So I got to stop ripping you.
All right. See, I told you you'd take it the wrong way, but we'll talk to Eric Wedge. And
now,
none of
what's the question we've got to ask?
If he loved being out at X Stadium when Texas
I can't wait. Eric Wedge is our guest next. The Drive on KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.